This is Kickstart 101 with Graham Shapiro.
Hello, Graham Shapiro. How are you?
Very good, and you?
All right, thank you. Wasn't that a delight?
It was. Unfortunately, I'm not going to sing for you.
Okay, well, you can just tell us about cloud technology and how to help SMEs, small and medium enterprises.
For sure.
That's a conversation that we started last week.
So we didn't get very far with it. It was really just that it was very much an intro to what cloud technology is. But there's a lot of advantages to it. I mean, it's not just a nice thing to have. You know, a lot of the times people see new technology coming out and they think, well, it's not really going to make any major difference to my business, so I'm not even going to look into it. We sort of started last week by saying people don't want to fix something that's not broken. Mm. But very often, you know, the technology has huge advantages for business.
So what are the advantages as you see them?
So, you know, one of them is that it's very, very flexible. So if you... When I say it's flexible, is that you're not, if you have installed software into a server or anything like that, anytime you need to upgrade it or anything like that, you actually need to shut down the whole system, upgrade it. You know, there might be bugs. You might then need a few patches to fix all those bugs. But cloud software is constantly being upgraded in the background. You constantly have the most up-to-date version that there possibly is. So you don't have to worry from that. Also, the other part of the flexibility is because it's cloud-based, a lot of companies, obviously, if you're running with a server, you have to connect to that server in order to do any sort of work. So if you want to work remotely, if you're not at the office, there has to be some sort of portal that you log into that logs into your server.
Right.
On the cloud, you literally log onto the internet. You just need an internet connection. It's all web-based page. It's all run through web pages, so through logins and things like that. So you can literally access it from anywhere at any time. Which is very useful
if you're traveling for business.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I was overseas at the end of last year, and I worked there. Normally, my clients, I mean, I obviously told them I was overseas, but there was absolutely no business interruption. There was no, I worked from the hotel room.
They wouldn't have known.
And it's maybe the time difference that I was sending, maybe the times that I was sending them emails might have given something away. But
well, you could just be another lunatic. I get press releases at 1 a.m. so it's quite possible.
So another interesting thing which people don't really consider is disaster recovery. So as one of the standard practices in any business is you have to have a disaster recovery plan. You know, what happens if the whole place burns down? Or what happens if you have a break-in and everyone's computers get stolen? You know, you need to be able to get back on your feet straight away. If you're running in the cloud system with all cloud technology, the hardware is easily replaceable. So if anything happens, you just need new hardware. If your place burns down, you just need a whole bunch of computers and an internet connection. You can go work in Starbucks. You can be back up. That's how simple it is. So from that point of view, it's very good. You have no capital expenditure. So a lot of the times people install and put in huge computer systems, huge server systems that can cost hundreds of thousands of rands. And that all also will have to be replaced every couple of years.
You do pay for storage. It's not free.
Cloud storage. So you do, but you don't have the hardware. You don't have the infrastructure.
You
don't have the infrastructure spend, and you don't have to worry about the infrastructure. So although you are spending
which
on...
Which brings down your costs, because every year, I mean, if you look at your balance sheet as a business, you know, there are certain items that you have to write off, basically, because computers and hardware technology becomes obsolete.
And these days, it's becoming obsolete faster.
Exactly.
So, you know, hardware and especially servers and things like that are not, you know, don't have a very long shelf life.
Yeah.
Another thing is... So on that, on the capital expenditure, another very big advantage is you're getting top class software for much cheaper. So with the whole it all comes around this model called SaaS, which is SaaS, which is software as a service, and what that really means is you are getting all this amazing technology, but you pay a monthly fee. You pay it per user, or you pay
whatever. It's like you would pay for
Package you want. But what's happening and what's available to the SMEs is the type of technology out there is really enterprise level software. I mean, in terms of, you know, you can get reporting packages and things like that, which you know would probably make banks look bad in terms of their reporting. And this you're getting for like, you could, I mean, just as an example, $50 a month. You know, that's what you're paying to look like a proper corporate, but as an SME. And it all does the same stuff.
Amazing. Sasha's indicating to me that we need to go to news headlines and sport. I'm speaking to Graham Shapiro. He's from My Accountant. And we've got Kickstart 101. I would like to ask you, do you use cloud technology? If you are you happy with it? You know, how do you see the pros and cons? Are you happy with it? Is it something that you'd like to explore if you haven't? You let me know. 34519, that's a text line. You can also send a telegram to 061-895-1019. Right now, though, Graham Shapiro has stayed with us. Thank you very, very much for doing that. We're talking about the cloud. And as a small business, a medium enterprise perhaps, do you use cloud technology? Do you store all your documents? Is everything done on the cloud? You know, are you using, for example, Google Drive? Let me know, 34519. Has it changed the way that you do business? Or has it not really changed that much? You just see the benefit. Is that you always know where documents are, kind of?
So there's a lot more to it than just cloud storage and document sharing.
Well, it's certainly more secure.
Well, it's not even that. It's not even on the security level, and sharing is there's far more that is going on in the cloud for small businesses that is helping them. So, you know, one of the things, I mean, I can't go a day without mentioning this to people, but about, because it's really my industry, but is what's really helping small companies is cloud accounting, is having your whole system of accounting in the cloud. Now, So what it really does is where it becomes different is once you're dealing with cloud-based accounting systems, you've got the ability to have really up-to-date and live information. So, I mean, I won't go into really the details of the nuts and bolts of it, but, you know, in traditional accounting systems, you know, your month starts at the end of the month.
Yes.
Only then do you go back and start recording a lot of the stuff. Whereas when you're dealing with cloud-based systems, you're really transacting daily and you're reporting daily, and by 2 or 3 days after the end of the month, you actually know exactly how you did the previous month. So you're able to make a lot of decisions a lot faster. And another area where you can start to link your accounting system is you've got all your customers and your clients all saved in your database. What happens then is you can easily export that into a cloud mail system. So you're able to...
It becomes a client management system,
exactly,
actually.
A client management system. So it will join to a different cloud system, which will integrate with that one. So once you're dealing with cloud and everything's internet-based, integration becomes a lot more powerful. Because the platforms all speak to each other, because they're all on the same platform, which is the internet. So you're able to do a lot of those things far more effectively. There's another one which is really underrated, and that's really team collaboration. So I'll tell you what I mean about team collaboration in a second, but with the whole world moving sort of to virtual and moving to cloud and people working remotely, working as a team has become a lot more difficult. I'm actually currently reading a book. It's called it's quite an old book, but it's called High Output Management. It's by a man named Andrew Grove. He was one of the
High Output Management. So he was riveting.
Extremely. So he was one of the he was the CEO of Intel for years.
Go and read Shoe Dog. Have you read Shoe Dog?
Not yet.
You have to read that. That's the story behind Nike. Okay.
So
High Output Management.
It's like a textbook. So anyway, he makes an interesting point there about how effective teams work. And the most effective teams are the ones who were teams who would work in a room together or in a boardroom together, because you've got the managers, you've got everyone there who has all the information that you need. So if you want to know something, you just open your mouth and ask.
Hey, Graham, what's that client's name? Oh, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And we carry on.
And you carry on.
Right.
Now, there's a concern that you'll lose that when systems go virtual and teams don't work next to each other. So what they have is there's a lot of cloud-based collaboration systems, and they really work like chat rooms. So what you can start to do is you have a chat room for a project or a chat room for a team, and instead of sending long emails to ask questions, you just literally tap. It's like having WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Lots of little WhatsApp.
Doesn't beat having somebody across the table.
So you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. It works very well.
Graham Shapira, that is where we leave it this week. Thank you very, very much.